Shaylee Peters joining you now on the Rural Radio Network, and it's time to take a look back at this week's market activity. We visit with Shane Lechtenberg from the ARC Group based out of Lincoln. And Shane, looking back at this week, not a whole lot going, at least on the grain side of things. We saw little rallies here and there, but really nothing too exciting, at least in the grains. However, a little highlight, the livestock did end the week on a good note. Let's just start off by taking a look back at those weekly numbers.
Yeah, good morning, Shaylee. March corn ended the week at 347.5. That was down 5.25 for the week. January beans ended the week 967.25. It was down 22.5 on the week. March Kansas City wheat settled at 417.5, which was down just half a penny. The livestock markets, feeder cattle, were actually up a little bit. They were up 253 at 147.75, and February live cattle settled at 121.25, up 272.5 on the week. So a little firmer on the cattle at least.
Okay, and as we look back on those weekly numbers, Shane, what, if anything, was impacting them?
You know, I think probably in the grains, sideways has been the big deal here for the last couple months. We had a little rally in beans here the last couple weeks with some weather concerns in South America, and here recently, you know, through this week anyway, they've started putting more moisture back in the forecast and taking a little bit of that concern away. And there's, you know, that's probably why you're seeing beans give up, you know, so much this week on a lower market. But for the most part, there's just big carryovers all over, and until we get enough demand to chew through some of that, it's going to probably be pretty hard to get these markets very excited. The funds are short, and they're continuing to lean that way. So there's just pressure on rallies for sure.
So then what advice are you giving producers this time of year? You know, we mentioned ahead of time in talking that the basis has firmed up in some areas. So what advice do you have for producers now?
You know, you get the bend or shut after harvest, and basis levels tend to firm up. And they've done that this year, just like they do just about every other year. In certain areas, the challenge is you don't ever know who is going to need the grain, a year out and whatnot. But if you can get yourself in a hedge position, get yourself rolled out to the carry market, and be patient for those basis levels and for those good basis levels from the end users, and be in a position to get those bushels hauled and delivered, you start to be real efficient with how you're selling your grain if you can make those decisions separately. And you know, on the bin stored grain, that's what we're watching for. If you're not located close to end users, a lot of times the freight becomes a big part of your basis, and you start to match up backhaul freight rates and things like that. And when you get all said and done, like I said, you net out the best you can when you start piling up a decent futures price that was probably set last spring. Add some carry to it, and now we're setting basis levels for delivery into the end user locations.
You also touched on ahead of time catching carry.
Yeah, the carry, you know, backing up even ahead of that, getting a futures price set. You know, just to use corn as an example. You know, the last couple of years, the averages have been running in the mid 390s in the spring of the year. Carry, you know, you got rolled out to March this year for around 13. You get close to 20 going to May and 30 out to July. You start adding those carry prices to your spring December futures price in this case, and then matching up the basis levels, it gets to be a big deal on your net bottom line cash price. The other thing that you're looking at out into the 18 market is just, again, the carry between now and next year's prices is pretty good, and you start correlating that with some target orders or some averaging through the winter here. You know, you may not feel like you're selling a good price because the front of the market is down so low, but you start adding that carry plus a little rally, and it's just a pretty good strategy to be selling out ahead a little bit at a time as you move through the the winter, spring, and early summer.
Okay. Anything additionally here? You know, we head in next week into the week before Christmas and really the final stretch of 2017.
You know, I think everybody's just trying to get their numbers together from harvest yet and get kind of nailed down what they're going to do for planting into next spring and get your plan zipped up and be in a position where you can take care of business as you go through the winter and spring and hopefully get yourself in a position to be able to lock in some good numbers next fall and winter when we get around to that timeline again.
All right. Thanks, Shane. Shane Lechtenberg, our guest today from ARC Group based out of Lincoln. For more information from Shane or anyone else there, you can give them a call toll free 866-574-2724 or go online to agriskconsulting.net.